to Close It Now, the podcast that's revolutionizing the HVAC and home improvement trades industries. Get ready to dive deep into the world of heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. We're turning up the heat on industry standards and cooling down misconceptions. And we're not just talking about fixing vents and adjusting thermostats. It's about the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement. We're the driving force inspiring top performers who crave excellence, not only in their professional endeavors, but also in fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth. Proving that we can indeed have it all. This is Close It Now, where excellence meets excitement. Let's get to work. Now your host, Sam Wakefield.
Okay, I've got a question for you. Have you ever had people praise you for being great at something, even though deep down you know you weren't really trying? You were coasting on talent, coasting on charm, coasting on just enough. What if I told you that being naturally good was the most dangerous thing that ever happened to you? This is the 80% life, and it's time to wake up. So today, we're going to talk about the 80% life. What happens when good is the enemy of great? So stick around. This is going to be a great episode. This is part two of the Energy and Identity series. So before we get to that, I would like to highlight a review that came in. There's a bunch of reviews, so I'm going to be getting to them systematically. But right now, let's have a review from Andrew Randall. This came in about a week ago on Google. Go leave me a review on Google. This is a 5-star review. It says, so Andrew Randall says, I am a home comfort advisor in Nova Scotia, Canada. Thank you to our friends in the Great White North. I'm grateful for every one of you. And no, I do not want to take over your country and make it the 51st state. So, but thank you for everybody that listens in Canada. I love when I get to travel to Canada. So if you're a business owner up there, have me come up and do some training. This would be a blast, don't you know? And so we can, definitely get your team to the next level, eh? So, says, I'm a home comfort advisor in Nova Scotia, Canada. As this material has, and this material has transformed my in-home engagement with my customers. I was closing above industry average, but with this podcast, I have seen my closing rate increase another 15%. Heck yeah, Andrew, that's awesome. It is helping me close on the spot and reduce my need for follow-ups. Carry on the conversation. The Energy series was so amazing, totally challenged how I approached conversation in the home. This is awesome. You're one of the first people that's talked about the Energy series, so I really appreciate this feedback. So back to the review, it says, I've listened to almost all of the podcasts available. The podcasts are full of transferable content. I've taken many sales training courses. He's got training in quotes. And this is by far the best. Thanks for putting together some great material. I really like how focused it is on the HVAC industry. Yes, sir. That is my heart and soul, man. It's where I came from. And while the information and content is definitely applicable to any home service, yeah, you're right. My heart and soul is in the HVAC, in the HVAC industry. So thank you, Andrew. We are chatting, but if you hear this episode and you mention it, in fact, we've been texting back and forth a little bit. This reminds me I need to get back to you in text. Quick side note for everybody, if you've reached out to me and I haven't gotten back to you, or it's been delayed or delayed response, I will get back to you. I get a lot of messages. So I promise every single one is important. Every single one of you is important. I am in no way intentionally forgetting to, you know, not getting back to you. Life is busy. And sometimes if you knew all the things that I'm doing, I can only list half of them in the shows. So, but thank you, Andrew. If you hear this in our conversations, let me know and we'll do a free coaching session. So we'll get you rocking even more. But yeah, I'm stoked, man. Let's get you onboarded. But I love that you had a 15. Listen, did you hear that, everybody? A 15% increase in close rate strictly from listening to the podcast, which is sick action, which also means imagine how much better it would be if we coached together. For all of you listening out there, if you've seen some cool results from that, yes. And I mentioned this last episode. I have 3 spots left on my coaching calendar. And when they are gone, they're gone, because this will be probably the last grouping of one-on-one coaching clients that I'm taking on for a while. Now, quick secret, I don't know exactly when, but I do plan on launching a mastermind, which will be more of a group session, which is cool because there's lots of benefits to that as well. So we'll be talking about that a lot more in the future. So let's get back into this episode. I've got my What's in Your Cup. We'll blast through this super quick because I really want to get to this content. This is my Steez Organic Green Tea Peach. And so everybody, what's in your cup? Are you staying healthy? Are you making healthy choices? I challenge you, if you continue to pour trash down your gullet, if you continue to pour chemicals down into your body through your drinks, I challenge you to take one small step today to make a healthier choice, because you will feel the difference. It might not be today, it might not be tomorrow, it might not be next week or next month, but you will feel the difference, and I can guarantee it will be worth it for you. So 3, 2, 1. Cheers. Let's toast this episode together and get going. Okay. So this is a follow-up to the last episode on perfectionism and the myth of readiness. But today we're talking to a different kind of listener. If that was not you, not the one who's waiting to begin, but the one who already started and somewhere along the way stopped giving everything, you stopped giving it your all. This is for the talented ones, the top 10 percenters who never had to push past 80% to get applause. If that's you, it's time to get real freaking honest, because we're going to have a good conversation here. And it's time to ask, what would your life look like at 100%? So let's keep it 100 today. So there is something called the illusion of excellence. So being good at something doesn't mean you're giving it your best. And the scariest part, no one can tell but you. And this, I'm getting in my feels on this one, because this one hits so close to home for me, because I've lived this life. This is one of those ask me how I know moments. You know, going through when you go through all of my podcasts and you go through my training, there's not a single thing that I train that I didn't live or experience or make the mistake of. That's why the authenticity comes out, because I'm truly just speaking my transparent life. So getting into this, when life comes easy, grades, charisma, early success, you start believing you're doing enough by default. But the thing is that ease becomes your ceiling. You condition yourself to stop there. You start optimizing for praise, not progress. And when nothing demands your best, you stop offering it. I might cry in this episode, y'all. I wrote these notes, but now that I'm speaking them out loud, holy freaking crap. When nothing demands your best, you stop offering it. This is how high performers underperform, and you don't even freaking realize it. You think you're high capacity, but you're high complacency. You don't need it. Here's the thing. You don't need accountability. You need to remember who the hell you are. And that's just straight up truth. I'm here to smack you in the face with truth today. So the first thing we need to do, if this is resonating with you and you know exactly what I'm talking about, you've got to audit your life. You have to audit. Where are you getting A+ praise for B+ effort? Where are you coasting on past versions of yourself? So again, this isn't theory. This is my life, man. This is 100% me. So again, I've always been good at things. You know, I was always good at music. I started playing guitar at 13, and by, you know, 14, I was the guitar player in my youth group band. You know, get at 18, 19, I'm in bands playing all over the, all over the area where I was at, and it was just good. speaking, leadership, it comes naturally to me, and theater and all of these things. So, I could give 80% and it was enough. I got jobs, I got applause, I got results, except for, I realized along the way that, my friends who it came a lot harder to, they were working harder at it. And then, wait a minute, I started realizing that they're the ones that are the professionals at that. And I was just this jack of all trades who was good at a lot of things and master of nothing. And so somewhere, it was in my 40s, it was just a few years ago, I started asking these deeper questions. I've always been on a personal growth journey. But this was a reality that hit me so deeply. I started asking, if this is what life looks like at 80%, what am I missing out on by never pushing to 100? We don't know how far we can go, how great we can be until we actually push the limits and get there. So what about relationships? What impact? What inner peace? More importantly, what version of myself is dying quietly in the background because I refused to go all in? I refused to sit down the things that were holding me back. I wasn't failing, but I wasn't fully living either. When I looked closer, what I saw was I was stealing the other 20%. I saw what I was allowing to steal the other 20% from me. It was from being comfortable, addiction. I mean, geez, my 30s. You want to talk about alcohol, the amount, gallons and gallons and gallons and gallons of alcohol I consumed in my 30s. There's two years of my life in my 30s I don't remember. I was a fully functioning alcoholic in my 30s. I was able to hang all of that up because I chose health and I chose mental clarity. It wasn't because I was like chemically addicted. However, man, there were some seasons in my life. It was gross. It was rough. Fear of exposure, the belief that this is good enough was somehow noble, but good enough is the lie we use to avoid being great. So what does the 100% life feel like? What changes when you go all in? Because I want to inspire you to get there. I want to inspire you to finally set down that 80% life. So when you give 100%, you become dangerous in the best way. You become clear. You become convicted. You're consistent. You don't dabble in purpose. You demand purpose. You stop needing motivation because momentum carries you. You don't need to be motivated. You're in momentum. There's a difference between motivation and inspiration. Motivation comes from external circumstances. Inspiration comes from this internal heart cry that pulls you forward to the place where you will not ever give up. You just keep going. This is a hustle. It's full energetic engagement. This is the version of you your inner child thought you would grow into, but you didn't. And now it's time to set that down and say, yes, I am choosing to be that person that as a kid, I knew I was going to be. When you were a kid and you knew everything was possible, be that person. This is what it takes to get there. So here's signs. Here's some framework for you. Here's signs you're living at 100%. You follow through even when no one's watching all the way. Your inputs match your vision. Because I know if you're that 80% person, your vision is huge like mine is. So your input, the things that you're actually doing to achieve that, match your vision. You feel proud, not just praised. Because I can tell you, I've lived this life of everybody's like gives you accolades and praise, and you're not proud of the results. You feel almost like you're living a lie, even though you were the big fish in the small pond, and you get all of these woohoo, that was awesome. You pulled the punches. You didn't go all in, so it's almost like you're a sham because you didn't really give it all. And you know that, but you're the only one that does. So signs you're living at 100, you feel proud by what you did, not just praise, and not in a proud in a false way. It's okay to be proud of your accomplishments. You experience deep peace and deep stretch. You stop needing the vices because you filled the void. So you're not afraid of burnout. You're afraid of being fully seen. That's what it is. So you have to overcome that. When you're working towards that 100% life and you're resisting it, it's because you're not afraid. We're not afraid of burnout. We're not afraid of working hard. But we are a lot of times afraid of being fully seen. We've been getting rewards for pretending. What if you showed up for real? So here's your action step. Here's your homework. I want you to visualize your 100% life, your energy, your habits, your relationships, your rituals. Now, what one thing must die today for that version to live? I want you to write that down, ingrain it, put it down, and kill it off. What one thing must die today for the 100% version of you to live? So, I'm going to say something here because this may not be you, but I know sadly a lot of you, this is going to be you. This is why a lot of people won't choose greatness. And this is so clear why most people don't do it. You know, why don't more people do it? If it's so clear, why don't more people do it? Because once you give 100%, you own your results. It's taking radical responsibility for everything in your life. There's no more hiding behind, I wasn't really trying. Excellence is terrifying because it takes away your excuses. But I'm here to tell you, it also sets you free. And it gives you that freedom to fly above anywhere you ever thought possible. This is why they say it's lonely at the top, not because there's not people there, but because you do have to leave behind some of the people that would claw you back into that 80% life. So here's the thing. You can either keep your excuses or you can meet your potential, but you don't get to keep both. So these episodes, the last episode and this episode, I'm not here to hype you up. I'm here to call you back to you. You have known this truth for such a long time. You felt the rumble. You felt the whisper inside saying you were made for more and you know it. This isn't about perfection. This is about presence and choosing to live all the way turned on, all the way switched on. Be that 100%. So let's recap this real quick. The 80% life is seductive because it's easy, but it's soul numbing. I want your soul to sing with what you do. You can win without being whole, but you'll always know the difference. The cost of staying there is your peace, your power, and your purpose. You don't have to leap today, but you do have to decide. Because this is an awareness moment. Once you are aware of this, you can no longer stay where you're at without knowing that you're choosing to. So I want you to decide. I want you to choose the 100% life. Set the things down that are holding you back and go all in because I'm here to tell you it is worth it. If this episode woke something up in you, I want you to know I am here for you. I've got your back. I want you to shoot me a message. Shoot me a direct message that says, I choose 100. You can email me, sam@closeitnow.net. You can go to the website, closeitnow.net, and fill out the contact box and put it in the box. You can find me on Facebook. I'm all over Facebook. Find me there. Join the Facebook group. Shoot me a message. You can go to Instagram, The Real Close It Now. I'm on LinkedIn. I should mention LinkedIn, Sam Wakefield, or Close It Now on LinkedIn. You'll find me there also. Share this with the person who needs to stop playing small, especially if that person is you. Listen to it again. And if you're ready for guidance stepping into your full power, you know, check the links I've got, like I said, I've got three coaching spots left. Once they're gone, they're gone. That's all we got. Would maybe I can carve out a couple more, but I am not taking on more. I'm in this moment of not taking on more work than I know that I'm capable of to do it at my 100. So I have three spots left. So if you want to do one-on-one coaching with me, awesome. If you just want to message me and I will support you, I'll have this conversation with you. Reach out. That is how we achieve together. We're creating a movement here that is so different. We're creating a movement in home services that is nothing like anything that's ever been done before, because I want you to live that 100% life. Let's do this together. One choice, one day at a time, 1% at a time. If you choose to be 1% better today than you were yesterday, at the end of the year, you're over 37 times better than you were starting out that year. That's how the power of compounding works. So what this means is this is truly how to become someone worth buying from. So that's my wish for every single one of you out there, is you go be someone worth buying from.
You've been listening to the Close It Now podcast. Our passion is to dive headfirst into the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement, and at the same time, covering fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth, proving that we can indeed have it all. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon, but in the meantime, find the website at closeitnow.net. Find us on Instagram at The Real Close It Now and on Facebook at Close It Now. See you next time.